Blessed and praised be the name of the Lord for his grace which he has given us anew, that we can gather again in his holy presence. We greet all from near and far, and we welcome all of you, also our brothers and sisters who are joining us online. We greet you and we wish all God's blessing. We were already touched on our inside by faith, by the songs which we heard, such a fullness of songs and hymns, of the love, of the overcoming. Very soon this day is coming. Free, free, free. Yes, we can only glorify the name of the Lord, for he has done great things for us. We should not forget it, but time and again we should remember what the Lord has done great things for us. Also tonight, we would like to glorify his name together. Let us start with song number 12, When Peace Like a River. Number 12.
Thank you.
Amen. Let us also sing song number 26, Come to the Savior, Make No Delay, number 26. Thank you. Yes, brothers and sisters, we cannot imagine it, how wonderful it will be when we will be there with the Lord, when this wonderful day breaks forth, when the dead in Christ rise, when we will be changed. And when we'll meet him in the air, in the clouds, brothers and sisters, there no one will be able to be silent anymore. There will be such a praise, such a jubilation, then the earth will quake of it. But already here we can praise the Lord with all our hearts and rejoice in his grace. And we are sure that the Lord will speak to our hearts tonight. I would like to read us a word for introduction from 1 Peter chapter 4. And afterward, Brother Alfred Borg will pray with us. 1 Peter chapter 4, we start with verse 7. 1 Peter 4, verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent love among yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be the praise and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. We stand up for prayer. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful atmosphere tonight in our midst. We feel your presence. You are in our midst. And we welcome you very much. Feel at home. Speak through your word and through your spirit and work amongst us. We thank you for this wonderful word which we heard already. The end of all things is at hand. This we know, Lord. Therefore, help us tonight. Speak through your word to our hearts. Help each one who is here tonight and all over, Lord, wherever your word is being heard. Work in a mighty way. Send your spirit, for your spirit makes your word alive unto us. We thank you. We praise your holy name. Lord, work, move in our midst. You know all our hearts. You know all our longings. If there are some here who have not yet received you and who don't know you yet, please do it tonight. Give a decision for the life which you only can give. Please, Lord, grant it. And if there is sickness amongst us, weakness of the body, Lord, you know all things. Touch everyone tonight and help us together, for we need your help. We need your power. We need your wonderful word. Lord, we thank you. You have prepared unto us the table richly. And you are, and our cup is running over. We thank you for everything. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Come from on high. Come, Spirit of the Lord. Believe. this. Amen. You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Blessed and praised be our Lord, who has visited us on the day of salvation, who really helped us, who has given us grace, the day of salvation, to recognize it, to believe what and how the Scripture says it, and to have part in that what God is doing right now on the earth. Please feel at home. We welcome all of you, also all those who are joining us online, in all peoples, tongues, and nations. For thus it is written in Matthew 24, verse 14, the gospel of the kingdom, with all what belongs to the kingdom of God, with all what God promised for this time and what is taking place in the kingdom of God, a full gospel is being preached unto all nations for a witness, and all who believe it and who accept it, they receive the blessing which God promised. In particular, we would like to welcome all those who are here today for the first time. Please raise your hand or stand up so that we can welcome you in a special way. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. God bless. God bless you. Thank you. And in particular, I would like to welcome our brother Adi from Romania, wherever he might be now. The Lord God bless you in a special way. He phones me on a regular basis, and we are joined in the love of God. Then we have our brother from Angola in our midst. May God bless him also in particular, and all the ministering brethren. Then we have greetings, just briefly to extend them. Very briefly, greetings from Dr. Mbie, DRC. Greetings from Brother Kachaza from Cameroon. Greetings from Brother Jürgen from South America. Special greetings from Brother Etienne Genton. He gave a short report that our brothers in Iran, they are not so well. The persecution is there, and for them we will pray in a special way. Brother Jacques from Abidjan, Brother John from Bucharest, Brother Joseph from Kinshasa, Brother Ngonga from Africa, Brother Jochem, Brother Kupfer, Brother Foresteri, Brother Justan from the Netherlands, and brethren from Guadeloupe, greetings. From Brother Graf, greetings. From Brother Wendel Ellis from Edmonton, greetings. From Brother Paul Nyagi from Nairobi, greetings. From Brother Oleg from Portugal and the whole group there, greetings. From Brother Saidov, greetings from the Ukraine. And then, just very quickly, greetings. From Brother Grazian from Ashdod, greetings from Brother Motika, greetings from Brother Moses, greetings from Brother Kalela, greetings from Brother Joshua, from Brother Mumbunga, greetings from Brother Davi from Palermo, greetings from Brother Geschwind, greetings from Nigeria, greetings from Kigali, from Kolwezi, greetings from South Africa, greetings from Goma, greetings from Hungary, greetings from Brother and Sister Holviti from Finland, and all the brothers and sisters there. Greetings from Brother Eduardo from Angola, greetings from Brother Silva from Cape Town, greetings from Cluj, Romania, greetings from the capital from the Ivory Coast, greetings from Brother Tresor, greetings from Brother Huberto, greetings from Brother Jonas, greetings from Brother Vincent, greetings from Goma, greetings from Italy, greetings once again from Kigali, greetings from South Africa, greetings from Abidjan again, greetings from California, greetings from Denver, Colorado, once again greetings from Goma, from Romania, greetings from South Africa again, greetings from Brother Israel from Burundi. Please understand it. I read all the emails very carefully, and we rejoice really that we can be joined with all brothers and sisters worldwide, and that the last message is truly reaching the ends of the earth. And when I just may mention this here, in connection with the last missionary trip through Ethiopia and then also through Rwanda, it's just so mighty that people, under all circumstances, they are traveling hundreds of kilometers, be it by foot, be it by bus, or whatever way it might be. But they're coming really from the east and west, and from south and north, in every country. What really touched me in Addis Ababa was that after a meeting, a kind young man came to me and he greeted me in the German language. He spoke to me in German and he said, "My father is a German, my mother is Ethiopian, and I studied 8 years in Munich on the university, and I have this certificate and this certificate, and I'm an interpreter, and from now on I will translate all your circulars and all your brochures, everything in our language, I will publish it." Just so wonderful how the Lord is leading everything. Yes, the last ones are really being added now. Then in Rwanda, we had again very large meetings between 3,000 and 4,000 people, and then also a brothers meeting with various brothers from all of the country and from the neighboring countries. But let me say this here with deep pain. Let me say it. When we were on the way to the place, to the assembly where I spoke to the brothers, along the way there was a sign on the left side, and the headline was "The Church of the Seven Thunders." And you can imagine what in such moments is going on in me. They refer to the prophet. They refer to the message. And they are really total next to it. Nothing but misunderstandings, misinterpretations are being passed on. And especially the subject about the seven thunders. I read it up today. It was in February 1982 when I, together with Brother Barrier, was in France, and when we had the meetings there. And really, for the first time I was asked, what are the seven thunders from Revelation 10? And I just had to say, I don't know it. And I said goodbye, and I went up the stairs, and I slept. Today I have the same watch with me, which I had then. A timeless watch. No battery is needed there. It runs day and night. But on the next morning, when this mighty experience was over, on this watch, it was 5 minutes to five in the morning. After the Lord really spoke to me with a mighty voice, and he said, "My servant, read 2 Timothy 4. You can imagine. When such a command is being given, what then had to happen? I read up to verse 5, and then verse 1 again. And when I came to verse 2, this was the answer. Preach the word. Preach the word. And that what was not written down cannot be preached. This we must leave unto God. And I'm asking myself, really, where is the reverence? Where is the respect before the word of God? Where is it with all those people? When the voice from heaven says, seal and write not what the seven thunders uttered. My God, what is left to me but to respect this forever? And whoever does not respect this, he's just besides it. And it must be added here, when Brother Branham had this mighty experience, and when the supernatural cloud came down, you all know what happened then. Seven mighty thunderclaps quoked the whole area. And therefore, these seven thunders had a special meaning to him. And then he came to the conclusion, and he said, in August 1964, he said, all what is contained in the seven thunders was revealed in the seven seals. So thanks be to God for the reverence which he has laid into our hearts. to have the divine respect before His holy and precious word. To the timely events, we will not go into detail because the time is just too precious. But everything is going on. Everything is going on. When we read this text here, that the end of all things is at hand. Also, this must be said here. When God let the Bible be written down, dictated the apostles what they had to write down, so that we have it and read it today. And so that we have the biblical orientation in the Word of God, finding it. The Word was written in such a way that we can read it until the return of the Lord. And really, by the Word of God, we have the divine orientation. You all noticed it. The UNO wants to have an UNO religion. All should be summarized in the UNO, just as all the nations are summarized in the UNO. So also all the religions should be united now. And if we look at all, here, Pope Francis with Paris. And here is something. This is a special thing who now took place in Italy. The headline says, God's dream is the unity of all Christians. Yes, what a headline. God's dream is the unity of all Christians. And the Pope, in one of the greatest Pentecostal churches in Italy, he went there. He was asking for forgiveness, what the Roman Church has done to the Pentecostal movement. And then, again, emphasizing the unity. So one really notices on all what is going on, how late it is on the world clock. And here's Abbas and Pope Francis here in the upper room in Jerusalem. One could go from one document to the other one. And also that, what is happening now, I don't know, I wrote down the date. It was on the 29th of May 2014 when the Euro-Asia Pact was made, Russia, China and Iran, the Euro-Asia Pact was made. Now I'm asking myself, I don't want to read here from Ezekiel 36, 37, 38 and all the scriptures. But why? Why these two atomic powers have chosen the Iran? Why? Why? Before the door, to be before the door of Israel. And then if one considers what is written of the river Euphrates, the river Euphrates is of course in connection with paradise. It's written in the Holy Scripture. And then we read that the four judgment angels are bound at the river Euphrates on day, hour, and day to destroy the third part of mankind. Everything is coming together. Everything is being fulfilled before our eyes. And time and again we can say what our Lord said at that time. When you see all these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. And in particular, with Israel, may God bless Israel. And also this must be added here. God said to Abraham, "In thee all nations of the earth shall be blessed."
But
God used a man, a tribe, a people to reveal his word. And then all who believe him to include them into the plan of salvation. God is, of course, not against the nations. God is for the nations. For thus it is written in Isaiah 42 and in Isaiah 49. I will make thee a light for the Gentiles, so that my salvation is reaching the ends of the earth. God included all peoples into the plan of salvation, and this we must respect. But please, not against Israel, but with Israel. Because this is the way which God has chosen. Brothers and sisters, also in this regard, we can thank the Lord that also therein we have the balance. The salvation is not depending on Israel. It depends on God. But God blessed Israel, and God used Israel as a mouthpiece. And so it was also with the ministry of John the Baptist. One cannot say everything was depending on his ministry, but it was depending on God who has given this ministry and who has prepared the way. He who bypassed John the Baptist, he bypassed God, because Bible prophecy was being fulfilled through his ministry. And the same it is, of course, in our time. We are not glorifying any man. We don't make the salvation depending on a man, but only from God. It only depends on God, who has visited us on the day of salvation. But if he really helped you and me, then we found grace in his sight. Then we have recognized the gracious day of God's visitation. And then we have part in that, what the Lord is doing right now in our time. All right, this part we have. Then, in the second song, we have tuned in with all our hearts. And brothers and sisters, precious friends, the forgiveness of sins is the most important. With that, all things start. With this it starts, not with a message, it starts with a faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It starts with that God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. That John the Baptist not only brought us a message, but he could say, "Behold, this is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." And the same we have in the end time message. We heard it. Thereon was the weight laid on, that all blessings are in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, let me read just briefly a couple of scriptures. The first one from Luke, the Gospel of Luke. And here we read from chapter 1, Luke 1, verse 68. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us. God has visited his people graciously, and he has given salvation to them. Verse 72, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. And now are coming the two very important verses for me. Every verse is important. Verse 76 and 77. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. And now it comes. To give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. So, this was the proclamation of John the Baptist. And if we then read on in Luke chapter 3, here it's written in verse 3, Luke 3, verse 3. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. It was not only about a message. It was about the remission of sins, about the covenant which God made with us. The first covenant with all the promises, and then our Lord said very clearly, this is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Our life with God starts with experience of salvation, of remission of sins. And may all who didn't make yet this salvation experience, who didn't receive it by God yet, please, make the right beginning. Make the right beginning. When I was reading the headline of the Christians, which should be one, God didn't make us Christians, but he made us sons and daughters of God. The Redeemer was born as the Son of God. To then, when the Holy Spirit came over him, Christos, Mashiach, then he was Christ, the Son of God. And what is written in the Old Testament? Ye who you were not my people, you shall be called sons and daughters of the living God. We are, of course, not entering the kingdom of God because we enter Christianity or join a church or a denomination. Our Lord said it very clearly, ye must be born again. Otherwise, you cannot even see the kingdom of God. And what is born of flesh is flesh, and flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And therefore, our Lord emphasized it, that we must be born by the Spirit of God. And here I think about what is written of Mary. Time and again, we were reading it. Here it's written in Luke chapter 1, verse 45. Luke 1, verse 45. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. Firstly, the promise, then the faith, and then the fulfillment. That's how it was then, and that's how it is today. We are hearing the word of God, and we believe it. And the word is the seed which we receive. And then comes the Spirit of God over us and leads us unto repentance, leads us unto repentance. And then we experience that we die to ourselves, that we died together with Christ, to rise then unto a new life with Him by the grace of God. Also in Luke 3, the man of God said again, Luke 3, verse 16, Luke 3, verse 16, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, that latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Let us come to two or three scriptures which speak of forgiveness, which speak of salvation. Acts 2. And how often we said it, brothers and sisters, and we also mean it like this. The first and the last sermon must agree. Everything what was preached at the beginning and what was experienced, we also may experience by His grace now. It's written, Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And now it comes, addressed to all of us. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. When you really heard the call of the Lord, and when you came to Him, and when you were praying and praying for forgiveness, then receive it by faith, what is written, who forgiveth thee all thy sin, and who healeth all thy diseases. Nothing, absolute nothing is left of that what was there on sin. Really, as sure, as true as the Lord shed His last drop of blood, and as sure as He entered with His blood the Holy of Holies, laying it unto the throne of mercy, so sure we are reconciled with God, so sure our sins were forgiven and our diseases were healed. Let us really receive it today anew by faith. Let us say, Lord, I thank you. This has become true. Or it will become true in my life. In Acts chapter 10, we likewise have the report or the sermon of that what was said here. Acts 10, verse 43. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever, without exception, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Whosoever, without exception. That's how it was proclaimed by the prophets. And that's how it was preached by the apostles. Whosoever, everyone who calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved and receives the forgiveness of sins.
In Acts
chapter 13, the man of God said something very precious to this subject. Acts 13, it's verse 32. Acts 13, verse 32. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God has fulfilled the same unto us, their children, in that he has raised up Jesus again. And then verse 38. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man Jesus is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. It must be said here very clearly, and brothers and sisters, let us make a correct and right beginning by following the Lord. Not only saying in our minds, I believe the message. First believe, faith, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ to receive the forgiveness, to get the connection to God and to receive the word as a seed and to be born again unto a living hope. This is actually the core of all the proclamation. And then we come to 1 Peter. We read already in Peter, but now we come to 1 Peter. Here the man of God, in the first chapter, he wrote about what became great to him personally and what he experienced with God and what he has passed on to all of us. 1 Peter chapter 1, actually from verse 18 and 19. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. And before that, if you want to read it, it's written, 1 Peter chapter 1, already from verse 10, of the salvation, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. The prophets were searching, they announced, but the apostles, they experienced it, they've seen it. And in verse 11, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, was indicating when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. And now comes that, what speaks especially to us. Verse 12, unto whom it was revealed, that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you, with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Brothers and sisters, in our time, by grace, we experienced the same. Prophets were searching. When Isaiah was prophesying, a virgin shall conceive, when all the prophecies were spoken out, and they didn't see the fulfillment. But when the time was fulfilled, then one after the other prophecy was fulfilled. And then our Lord opened the understanding for the disciples, for the fulfillment of the prophecies of the Scripture. And brothers and sisters, this goes up to Matthew 17 and Mark chapter 9, where our Lord came down from the Mount of Transfiguration together with his disciples, and they were asking him, why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? And then the answer of our beloved Lord, verily I say unto you, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. For the future he spoke it. And then, referring to the ministry of John the Baptist, he said, Elijah did already come, and you have done unto him what you desired. This placing, this divine placing of the Bible prophecies, and the things are written in one verse, yet they can happen at different times. For instance, Malachi 3, verse 1, in the first part, it's written, I send my messenger before my face, that he prepares my way before me. In the second part, and the angel of the covenant, whom you desire, shall suddenly come unto his temple, the Lord of hosts. Yes, beloved, the first part was fulfilled. You can read it in the Gospel of Matthew, in the Gospel of Mark, in the Gospel of Luke. And the second part will be fulfilled when the Lord, as the angel of the covenant, comes down, when he puts one foot upon sea and land. Brothers and sisters, God has revealed his word unto us, or with all the connections, he led us into it, so that we can see, that we can place it biblically. And as we heard in the word of introduction, the end of all things is at hand. Yeah, very good, it's at hand. But just speak to the people. Speak with the people about it. What kind of promise would be fulfilled before the direct end? This must be said. It belongs to the proclamation. Just as Matthew 24, verse 14, just as Matthew 24, verse 24, and just as everything what is written there had to come to fulfillment, that false prophets, false Christs, they will say, here is Christ and there is Christ, go out and so forth and so forth. But everything must be fulfilled in our time. For instance, the unity. Where's the unity of God? Father, you in me and I in them, so that we all may be one. Also about this, we can read it in the Gospel of John. Not a unity with Rome, and not a unity with here and there, but one with God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And therefore, it's written here of the true believers that they will be hated by this world. And the moment has come very close where meetings in this way, who do not join all that what is going on now, that they will lose their rights to have meetings. But listen what is written here in John 17. John 17, verse 14. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Then verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Verse 23, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. Not Protestants and all the churches and denominations and who they are. This is a totally different religious unity mingled with politics. We, as the children of God, are now united under one head, and Jesus Christ is the head of his church. And he doesn't build many churches, he builds one church. That's how it is written, and that's how it is. Let us take the thing seriously, and let us understand and comprehend that in the religious, in the economical realm, in the political realm, in all realms, biblical Bible prophecy is being fulfilled before our eyes. Also, that the king of the north is being challenged, of whom it is written, even Persia is mentioned, and today's Iran is the Persia of yesterday. You can just read it. Here, look it up. Here in Ezekiel it's written. Shall I read it to you? Who will be part of it? Yes? And who looks at the Russian Empire, more than 7,000 kilometers up to the border to Mongolia, up to China, and to one can see from Vladivostok to Japan. Yes, right is the Mongolia, and whoever comes there, he lands up at the end. And this is the king of the north, of whom the thing will go forth. And here's written, who will be part of it? Here, Ezekiel 38, verse 5, it's written, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya, with them, all of them, will be part of it. Why did I mention this? The pact which was made, so the king of the north and the hosts of the east will be prepared the way, as written in Revelation chapter 16. We can read it up all. It's written. Everything is written in the Word of God. then the river Euphrates will dry up and the way is prepared for the king of the east. And then it happens. Brothers and sisters, we not only say it, it is so. We have arrived in the last phase of the end time. The Lord is calling out the last ones. And whoever has eyes to see, let him see. And whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. And whoever has a heart from God, let him receive and let him believe what God has left unto us and promised us in his word. When you see all these things, I don't know how you feel about it, but so precious, how this word is, and it's so clear. God said to us everything so clearly that even a fool cannot err. And especially then, when the Holy Spirit leads us into all the truth, and if you recognize the time and hour. Brothers and sisters, if we would only recognize that God has brought back Israel, just think of the Balfour Declaration of the year 1917, where the British foreign minister just said, the people of Israel needs a homeland. It needs a land. And this is the so-called Balfour Declaration from 1917. And this we all experienced and witnessed. From more than 150 countries, God gathered his people into the land of promise. And here we could read one prophet after the other. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. We could read Amos. We could look up all the prophets reading what God promised and what would take place at the end of days. Even up to the prophet Ezekiel. Here we have it. Three wonderful verses concerning the people of Israel. Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37, verse 26 and 27 and 28.
Dann will ich auch einen Friedensbund.
Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. And I will place them and multiply them. And will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel. When my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore.
Wenn mein Heiligtum sich in ihrer Mitte befindet ewiglich, dann werden es alle Heidenvölker
then
auch merken.
All the heathen will notice it. Brothers and sisters, before that happens with Israel and the nations, let it happen first with you and with me, with us.
Gott in unserer Mitte
that God could take abode in our midst. The highest that doesn't dwell in a house made of hands. Heaven is my house and the earth is my footstool. And he said, I will dwell in you and I will be your God and ye shall be my people. As sure as we received the word of God, and as sure as the Lord is the living word, so sure he took dwelling in your and my heart. And we are joined with God. And all who were addressed previously, whoever did not yet make an experience of salvation with God, may it happen today by grace. so that really the beginning is made. As we mentioned already, it doesn't profit anyone to speak about message and messenger. We need the personal connection with God. We need the reconciliation, the forgiveness, the grace, and the salvation. Of us, it must be said, on the day of salvation, I have helped thee. He has helped you and me. And this is the day of salvation. Let us summarize, brothers and sisters. Our task before God is to preach the whole counsel of God, to set forth everything unto the people of God, just as it was left unto us in the Word of God, to respect that He has sent His prophet in our time. Everything was revealed of that what happened in the Garden of Eden, of that up to the opening of the seven seals. Everything God revealed and did to draw our attention to that what He promised to us, and what we must and can receive by faith. Just knowing He who has given promises, He is watching over His word to fulfill it. Let us say it very clearly. Only he who finds grace before God now in this time will know and recognize the ways of God. Just as it is written in Exodus 33, just Moses said, Lord, if I have found grace in thy sight, then let me know thy ways, so that by this I recognize that I really found grace in thy sight. God lets us find grace in his sight. He has revealed unto us His ways. He illuminated unto us the way, just as He illuminated unto Israel the way through the cloud and through the pillar of fire. So also by the ministry of John, of Brother Branham, God brought us back, and we may believe, as the Scripture has said. And as we read in Peter, the prophets were searching unto which time this would apply and when this would happen. We not only were searching, we searched the Scriptures. Search the Scriptures. We searched it. And we found the promises. And we see now everything, as mentioned before, in all areas, we see it, in all areas, in the religious realm, in the political, with Israel, with the nations. We see Bible prophecy in its manifold, we see it fulfilled manifold. Let me say this here. The most important is that we recognize what God promised to the church, that we believe it with all our hearts, that we make the right beginning with the Lord, entering the narrow gate, walking on the narrow path which leads to eternal life, receiving forgiveness and salvation, and only then we are truly helped in the day of salvation. If we bypass forgiveness, then we are not helped yet. We are only helped then if we receive what God promised for the day of salvation. If you really accept it and believe it and experience it personally, then you and I are helped on the day of salvation. Now I have only one question. How many want that the Lord helps us all on the day of salvation? Then please let us stand up. Please let us stand up. Then we sing the chorus, just as I am. Not my power, only thou alone. If there are still some in our midst who have not yet consecrated their lives unto the Lord and who would like to come to the front, you can do it. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. You can also there believe, and you can also receive there where you are, and you can go home with a full blessing from this place. Let us sing it once again, just as I am. As we are having our heads bowed in prayer, as we are closing our eyes, and as we are opening our hearts before God, brothers and sisters, the Lord, of course, speaks through His Word so directly, personally, to each one of us, as if He would be in our midst, speaking to us. He who thinks, also this the brother said, or the brother preached, he who thinks only the brother preached, he cannot be helped. But he who finds the connection with God, he who believes in Jesus Christ by faith, him was helped on the day of salvation. He can experience Psalms 103, who forgiveth all my sins and who healeth all my diseases. Say it, confess it with your lips. I believe in you, dear Lord Jesus. I believe that you are the Lamb of God, which gave His blood for me, which died for me, giving me the forgiveness by grace. Believe it all, with all your heart. For thus it is written, whom we preach the forgiveness, and whoever believes it, he shall receive forgiveness. Receive it, accept it, and thank the Lord with all your heart for it. The same applies also for all the sick, brothers and sisters. If we get older, then we feel it in our bodies. But all the sicknesses, all the diseases which have nothing to do with getting older, they are healed already. They are healed already. And we can come with everything to the Lord. And also with that, what concerns old age, we can come to the Lord with everything. I said it because no one should despair. No one shall be put to shame, But all shall believe with all their hearts. Also all us who became older, who have bodily weaknesses here and there, the Lord carries us and the weaknesses. He is of course with us. This he promised. Let us receive it today by faith. As the universal church of the living God, full forgiveness, full deliverance. Yes, there are some still being captives. Believe it now. By the blood of the Lamb, you are free. You are delivered. And whom the Son of God sets free is free indeed. Receive it. Accept it. And thank the Lord with all your heart for it. So, salvation, healing, deliverance. That's how our Lord proclaimed it. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me to preach deliverance unto the captives. The captives shall be set free. Dear Lord, I thank you for the full gospel. Let it be manifested today in our midst. Full deliverance, full perfect healing, perfect salvation, and the perfect revelation of thy word and thy will. Dear Lord, to you, the Almighty God, be the praise and honor, glory and adoration. Glory and adoration. Let us sing before we pray again. Let us sing the chorus, "This is the day." And please remember it. Remember, this is your day, my day, my day, our day, which the Lord has given us today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can say amen to it.
Amen. Amen.
This is the day which the Lord has made for you and for me. Let us pray together. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, we thank you with all our hearts for the full gospel, for the perfect salvation which you have given us by your grace. We thank you for the day of salvation, for the acceptable time, for the message, for the messenger. We thank you for everything, beloved Lord, and we glorify the power of your blood, of your word, and of your spirit. And we give you alone, the Almighty God, the glory. Bless us together who are joined us online. Bless us together. Bless in East and West, in South and North. Bless in all tongues, in all peoples, in all tribes. Bless and complete, complete thy work unto the glorious day of your wonderful return. Hallelujah. Maranatha. Maranatha. Our Lord comes. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise it. Praise it.
Praise him.
Praise it.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters, today, no one should be excluded. Not because of a must, but because of thanksgiving. Because of thanksgiving, one should say a hallelujah to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
If the two sisters have a song, they can sing it. If the two sisters have a song, we all remain in prayer, joined with the Lord. How many are grateful to the Lord for the word?
Hallelujah.
Praise be to our God.
Jesus, dir ähnlich möchte ich werden. Das ist mein Wunsch und auch mein Begehr. Gerne die Welt ich ganz viel verlassen, aber dir ähnlich, das lieb ich sehr. Oh ja, dir ähnlich, oh ja, dir ähnlich, Jesus, ich flehe rein, wie du bist. Gib mir die Sanftmut und deine Fülle zu deinem Bild, gestalte du mich. Oh ja, dir ähnlich, stille im Geiste, heilig im Wandel, voll mit Geduld. Will ich hier leiden, Schande und Schmerzen, andere zu retten von Sünd und Schuld. Oh ja, dir ähnlich, oh ja, dir ähnlich, Jesus, ich flehe rein, wie du bist. Die Sanftmut und deine Fülle zu deinem Bild gestalte du mich. Oh ja, dir ähnlich, und wenn ich bete, gieße den Geist der Liebe in lass mich für dich dann werden ein Tempel, immer bereit zu leiden für dich. Oh ja, dir ähnlich, oh ja, dir ähnlich. was ich flehe, rein wie du bist. Gib mir die Sanftmut und deine Fülle zu deinem Bild. Gestalte du mich, oh ja, dir ähnlich, oh ja, dir ähnlich, Jesus, ich flehe, rein wie du bist, gib mir die Sanftmut und deine Fülle zu deinem Bild.
Amen.
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 Now we will pray for all who have a special prayer request, who go through special trials and who ask themselves, what did I do wrong? Why I have to go through all this? Sometimes, also with believers, sometimes there comes a why. If sorrow comes upon us, which goes beyond the normal, please receive it by faith. The Lord is really with us. The Lord is really with us. Whatever may come, and he doesn't allow more than we could really bear. And he, the victor of Calvary, he will also give us the victory. For we will enter glory in triumph. Blessed and praised be our Lord. Now we pray again, and then another prayer will follow. Dear Lord, we bring you now especially all the prayer requests, all the needs, all the troubles of the people who are in desperation, who are in big trouble, who don't know in or out, who ask themselves, why did this happen? Beloved Lord, be with all, help all, help all, be present, Lord, for you are our help, our healing, our salvation. You are all in all, through us and with us. You have become everything for us. Please bless from the rising of the sun unto its setting. Bless all over, beyond asking and beyond understanding. To you, the Almighty God, we say thanks for your precious and holy word. Thank you for your holy and precious blood. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who leads us into all the truth. Thank you for the message of the hour. Thank you for the messenger whom you have sent. You have illuminated us the way back. We find the way back. Back to Jerusalem. Back to the beginning. Back to the origin. Back to the Word. Back to the power of God. Beloved Lord, great things you have done in all of us. And we glorify and praise you for it. Bless all. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. The Lord is really present. He confirmed his word. He answered prayers. And he helped all of us.
Amen.
Now we ask Brother Miskis that he calls our brother from Angola. Please say a few words and then he will pray with us. You can translate him. Also, he was inviting me that I come back to Angola. Our Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to you for this wonderful grace which you have manifested in all of us. That we can be partakers of the glory of God. We thank you, for it pleased you to give us the kingdom of God. You have given us the word of the hour, the word of truth, which lets us recognize the perfect will of God, leading us into your plan. Thank you, Heavenly Father. You have prepared a rich table before us. You have given us food. We thank you for it. Bless each one of us in a very special way. Give us the possibility that we can put your word into practice, to not only be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. Then we will please you well. Bless the tool which you are using to feed your people. Keep him in your perfect way. Be always with us, Lord, unto the glorious day of your return. Let us stand firm in your word and let all interpretations be far away from us and keep us in your truth. Thank you, Lord. Deliver all the captives. Heal all the sick. Help all the weak. Save and bless. Unite your people just as you prayed, that we may be one as you and the Father are one. Thank you, Lord. May you be glorified forever in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Gloria a Dios.
One really noticed it, that the heart is full. Our brother had problems to translate. Which the heart is full, this the mouth goes over. But we understood everything the right way. I just mentioned now our brother. Our brother from Romania. Monday or Tuesday he phoned me. And he said, Brother Frank, I've heard your sermon in London and I understood everything perfectly. And I was thinking by myself, this brother that doesn't speak English at all, how can he say that he understood everything perfectly? And I was thinking, God has given us a special grace. And on Wednesday, I received the call that Brother John interpreted the sermon simultaneously from the English into Romanian. And so he had no trouble to understand. Let me make you the remark. This never existed on the earth before, what we experience now. Whether I'm preaching in Krefeld or Bucharest, or in London, whether I preach in Africa, Asia, wherever I preach the word, all over the world, it can be heard, what is being preached. What a grace. 20 years ago, it was not possible yet. Perhaps 10 years, it was not possible yet, as it is possible today. Let us thank the Lord God also for this, that He has given the possibilities, that His precious and holy word is reaching the ends of the earth. Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Great God, we say thanks unto you in this hour in which you brought us together here. Lord, we have come to this place to have fellowship with you through your holy word. We ask you, just as the brother prayed, Lord, not only to be hearers of your word, but becoming doers of your word. We thank you that we can trust in you, looking up to you, and you are blessing us from the riches of your grace. You are blessing us all. You know all our needs, Lord. There on the cross you cried out, it is finished for all of us. Thanks be to you. Bless each one of us, great and little, young and old. Lord, we pray you, abide with us also this night, Lord. And if there is a tomorrow, let us come again to this place, Lord.
So, Herr, please
tune our hearts to receive what you have to say to us. To you be the thanks and the honor and the glory, our God, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah be praised.